Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hoop ballers, let's talk about your balls. Yep, your balls and the area around them. Let's talk about manscaped.com. Go there and use promo code HOOPBALL20, HOOPBALL20. Use the promo code and go check out all the tools they have of trimming the hedges and taking care of your lawn, like the Lawnmower 3.0 with a built-in LED light to help you get into those dark thigh crevices on the inner parts. Also, the Gooch. It is hard to get to the Gooch if you can't see it. So use the LED light with the anti-tugless technology on the razor. Full long battery life. Then check out the weed whacker. Bring that out of the shed. Use it on your shrubs. Cut down what you need, down to bare minimum if you need to. It's got a nice anti-tugless technology, just like the Lawnmower 3.0. It's also got a lithium battery. And best news of all, these things are waterproof. So that way you can do it in the shower and take care of business in the cleanest way possible. HoopBall20 is the promo code that's going to get you free shipping as well as 20% off. I recommend using it. I recommend getting the complete care kit with your free shipping and your 20% off. Spend a little extra, get a lot more. There's a good care kit there for us gentlemen, face scrub, shampoo, ball treatment, and the area that surrounds our balls. I believe there's even a pair of underwear in there for our balls. So yeah. That's going to conclude the talk about our balls. Now let's talk about bets. MyBookie.ag is where all the hoop ballers take care of their winnings and where we place all of our wagers that we post in our article in the Wager Pass, as well as our free plays and our Discord chats. Yes, MyBookie.ag. Use promo code HOOPBALL, HOOPBALL. Let them know that we sent you. Hell, specifically type in my name. I want them to know. But most importantly, you got to let them know what podcast that is. And it is Today in Sports Betting. You let them know that we sent you. And then we, as a family, get to grow. And then we get to set you up to reap more benefits. And that is what's important to us because we are here to help you win money. And that is why we recommend MyBookie. Their slogan is bet, win, get paid. And it's quite simply that easy. Use Bitcoin to get going. That's a high recommendation of VM Center at Vince Miracle, our guy. It's a recommendation of me. It's so easy. Dan Bespris, the podfather, Aaron Bruski, the godfather, they get in there, they get going with Bitcoin, they get their money in and out, and it's easy peasy. HoopBall's the promo code. Use that. Let them know that we sent you. MyBookie.ag. Bet, win, get paid. Now, as a podcast, we have your balls and your bets covered. And without further ado, we have Today in Sports Betting.
The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
Welcome back to another episode and another edition of Today in Sports Betting. Hey, I'm your host, Devin Ellington, or at DALE007 on Twitter. Don't forget to find the rest of the team And the rest of the fine plays, free plays, and information about the show and other articles and whatnot over at Hoopball Gaming. Hoop-ball.com is the motherboard and the mothership for this whole operation. So make sure you go there and get inundated with the free content. Transactional NBA news blurb on the right-hand side, as well as some other good fantasy basketball tools. I will be talking in a pre-recorded segment about our sponsors, but just want to talk about mybookie.ag, where you can bet, where you can win, and you can get paid. Use promo code HOOPBALL, HOOPBALL, in order to get some fine bonuses and to activate a promo code. You know, that really helps the show out. Speaking of the show, today for Tuesday, we're going to do it a little bit more rapid fire. We're going to go over on the tally site. We haven't done that in a while. Going to just kind of talk a lot about baseball right now. We are under a month from college football. That is just absolutely exciting. I can't believe that that is where we are already at so far. We're going to get into some week one college football lines soon, some week one NFL stuff. We got some futures markets to talk about. It's going to be bananas. All right. Now, for the baseball, today we could do a recap, but today's card was a little garbage to me. It was just really weird. Not a lot of value to begin with. And it was, like I said, weirdly saturated. So I am going to be looking at tomorrow's card, and starting with that, we're going to be digging into some individual successes of hitters against pitchers that they're going against tomorrow. So that's going to be a heavy part of this episode, those stats, and then some tally site selections.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
We're going to brisk through some, most, not all of the baseball. Can't do much without all the lineups and everything. So I'm recording this a little bit early on the jump, doing it the night before, trying to be productive. So I want to point out Michael Franco's 5 hits in his 12 at-bats against Garrett Cole. Well, actually, don't need to talk about that. Actually, this is bigger news. Garrett Cole was put on the COVID list. So, yeah. Nestor Cortez Jr. is going to be making the start here, the lefty. And look, other Yankees players were put on the COVID list also. So, this is an organizational issue. I think it was Gio Urshela or Gleyber Torres. I knew it was one of the G's. I can't remember off the top of my head. But look, Baltimore destroyed New York tonight. And the Yankees are now going up against the left-handed pitcher. Baltimore's getting another left-handed pitcher. Now, I do really like Nestor Cortez. So this is honestly just kind of like a null-avoid game with the weirdness of the spot start and the COVID injuries. And Baltimore winning tonight handily. I think they finished it up 7-1. Zach Wheeler and Patrick Corbin, these guys are going to be going against divisional opponents, Phillies, Nationals. Nationals had all those shakeups around the trade deadline. And there are a couple guys that hit really well against Patrick Corbin. Reese Hoskins has a lot of slugging potential, an ISO 391, ISO 491 WOBA. Wouldn't mind looking at some Rhys Hoskins total bases plays, perhaps. But as far as it goes, the total set at 8, which is really weird with how bad these two bullpens are. I know Zach Wheeler's a decent starter, but his last start, he got roughed up. Patrick Corbin, you know, Philly against lefties, they're decent. And Patrick Corbin's not been his normal self this year. He's been getting torched up a little bit. So 8, and it's at even money, is like a super fish market bet wager market line for me. Smells really fishy, and I don't know what to think of it. So those two games, first and foremost, staying away from. Cleveland and Toronto, Zach Plesac, Hinjin Ryu. Look, I just am not good at handicapping these two pitchers when they're on the mound. They're teams, you know? So I will call it what it is. And, you know, I'm sure there's some other stuff for me to find. Cleveland beat up on Toronto a little tonight. Robbie Ray had a pretty bad start. But other than that, you know, I'm not looking to really play this game. This is more of a first glance, first scrub, turbo scrub look. And then we're going to lock in some tally site selections also. I'm just kind of getting the stuff that I'm not that interested in out of the way. Boston and Detroit, this is a game that I am interested in. Same with Minnesota and Cincinnati. Cincinnati, I think I want to back first 5. Robbie Grossman's got some really good numbers against Garrett Richards. He's 6-for-17 with a homer and 2 runs. He does have 6 strikeouts and 1 walk, though. Oof. So if I look at Willie Peralta making the start tomorrow for Detroit, you know, to me, Detroit's got a crazy good lineup. I mean, there's no way you're getting around it. They're minus 141 favorite on the money line. Total is set at 10. Under's getting minus 112 shade. Detroit plus 120 on the money line. Garrett Richards pitching for the Red Sox. I think he puts them at risk. Detroit at home, they're only 6 games under 500. So that's something I'll be looking for once all the betting markets open up first thing in the morning. Cincinnati's offense keeps getting healthier, so I might look at a first 5 play on them and then a team total play. Not a lot of exposure for these two teams. Not a lot of history. Kansas City and the White Sox, Chris Bubich, Dylan Cease. You know, it's come down from the 9.5 to 9. I initially would look at the over, but again, look, the Royals are on the road. Totals going over are a tough task whenever they're on the road. They don't bring their bats. And the White Sox are shifting a lot of guys in and out and relying on pitching and defense right now. So I don't know. This is going to be a stay away from me. Pittsburgh, Milwaukee, Matt Kranick, the righty, 7.31 ERA. Adrian Hauser, the cannon, 3.69, 3.69. Damn, she's fine, the ERA. Milwaukee, the brew crew, they are minus 245 on the money line as a favorite at home. Over 9 is getting shade of minus 115. I took the under as a personal play in this game, first game of the series tonight, and it went to a total of 8. Tomorrow, this Kranick kid, I don't really know what to think of him. Hauser's been shaky. Maybe a first 5 over. We could probably get a low number set. And I might look at taking Milwaukee in the first 5 again. I did that today also. It had some juice at minus 145, so I didn't put it in the wager pass. I've lost a couple of bets on the San Francisco-Arizona game. Arizona went over their team total. We were under 3.5 on that in the wager pass. Under 9. Didn't hit, but we also had over the team total for San Fran. So went 1-for-3 in San Francisco games. ATL, STL, Max Fried, John Lester. John Lester's first start as a Cardinal. I am good. I've been fading these and staying away from these games that teams are having their guys make first starts after trading for them. Now I'm pretty good. I'm going to stay away from this one. Don't really have much in the bag for that one. I'm not going to talk too much about San Diego and Oakland other than the fact that I really like this game, and I'll probably have at least 2 or 3 or 4 bets in this one, and it's all going to end up in the wager pass more than likely. It'll be a chase game thing for me to get even on the day, get some units back. Total right now, 8. I think that's probably going to go up would be my guess. Oakland has good looks against Blake Snell. I like what Oakland's doing right now. They went and bolstered that lineup to hit against lefties, and look what they're getting. They're getting some lefties up in their recent schedule. So I'm looking at guys like Elvis Andrews, who's a veteran hitter, Josh Harrison, who they just traded for, a very veteran hitter, 2-for-5 lifetime against Blake Snell. Not a lot of strikeouts for Blake Snell against these guys. 17 out of 85 plate appearances and 77 at bats. So 16 hits, a team average of 208. That's pretty good. ISO's under 100. WOBA's at 255. So Blake Snell collectively as a pitcher against these guys, pretty good. But the thing is, these hitters are all pieced together now. You know, he's got good numbers against Harrison. He's got good numbers against Yan Gomes. He's got good numbers against Starling Marte. Marte's 0-for-6 lifetime against them with one strikeout. He can't get anything. He can't get a walk. He just kind of, it seems like he always puts it in play and it sputters out. So look for Starling Marte to have some positive regression. Maybe get a walk, get on base, have this Oakland offense around him. So I'm looking for lots of angles in this Oakland game. I'm really in love with it. Been going with Sean Manaea and supporting him over his last two or three starts, and he's been treating us nicely. And I think this is a good starting spot for him. San Diego's been puttering a bit lately with that offense and their pitching. They've tried to make moves at the bullpen needed in the deadline area, but, you know, it just didn't really work out. So with that being said, that's a game that I'm really looking forward to. Seattle and Tampa Bay. This is a 6-10 game, so I'm back looping a little bit. Yusei Kikuchi, left-handed pitcher, 4.02 ERA going against Patino, a right-handed pitcher, 4.26 ERA. Look, over 8.5. These teams barely just came short of the over tonight, which is good because I was on the under. And Tampa Bay under on their team total was something I was looking at. And it didn't go under. It went over. They scored 10 runs. Seattle scored 8 runs. So I was actually mistaken there. But look, offenses are clicking, you know? So let's look at that angle. For some reason, I was thinking the game went under tonight. But, you know, nonetheless, Tampa Bay against lefties are, you know, they're a lot better now after post-trade deadline, adding Nelson Cruz. Wander Franco's good against lefties. They're getting more bat production out of guys like Lowe. You know, so there's that production that they've been missing. I think this line pushes to 9. It opened at 8 with, you know, even shade. 8.5 now. I think it creeps to 9. The Angels and the Rangers, we got Jordan Lyles on the mound for the Rangers. I'm just going to say, look, take the over. It's getting minus 115 shade over 8.5. The Angels road favorites are minus 145. I think that's actually a little crazy. Texas at home plus 125. I know it's Lyles on the mound, but the Angels are sending this Suarez kid out. He's a lefty. Texas actually can do some decent damage against lefties. They've been doing a lot better lately. And I think at home, they kind of got an advantage here against Los Angeles. I don't think Los Angeles should be this heavily favored. And one thing I'm going to keep my eye out on is the total, because I think this could be at 9 whenever I go to bed and or when I wake up. So 8.5 whenever I lay my head down. I have an 8.5 right now on my radar right here. And after I do this show, I'll be working on the wager pass, so I'll see what goes in there. The 8:40 game, San Fran, Arizona. We're looking at, you know, I want to wait for lineups on this one. These two teams are still playing right now. Initially, I was going to look at under 9.5. It started with shade of minus 120. And it's moved to minus 115, but still minus 115 on under 9.5. The total's not moving. The odds are minus 161 favorite San Fran is. And if we recall from last night's market move, San Fran opened at 160. They closed at like 210, 220. So again, we're seeing early low action on the money line of San Fran at minus 160. And plus 140 for Arizona is actually pretty close to even money. I mean, that's not that big of an underdog. So I think that this thing stays close. I think that Bumgarner has a decent pitching outing against San Fran, his old club. And it's an interesting game. So we'll keep an eye on the lineups and we'll keep an eye on the total. Houston, Los Angeles Dodgers, McCullers pitching, Walker Buehler pitching. I'm looking at a first five under without even digging into the numbers so far. I just think that it's going to be a really good pitching matchup. I don't want to dig too much more into this one, just like the Oakland game, because I know that I'm going to feature this in a couple different ways, and I just don't know how I'm going to eat my pudding yet. Chicago Cubs and Colorado, the Rockies and Denver, they are going to be going up against Zach Davies, the right-handed pitcher, with some off-speed stuff. And Kyle Freeland, the lefty, look, it's Coors. It's 11.5 on the total. It's risen from the 11. I am going to cop out on this one. It's the last game on the slate for the MLB thing that I'm going to be talking about here. And I'm putting my marbles in a different basket. The Cubs did a lot of weird stuff during the deadline, so this team's still settling a lot. Colorado lost a bunch of bullpen arms. They lost, some guys too. So, I mean, this is a really odd area. First five under, since we have such a high total, might be something I look at. So I am the wrong guy to ask for an opinion on this game. So real quickly, I'll rock and roll on some tally site. I'm going to roll with Baltimore. It's a contrarian play I'm going to be rolling out. They're huge fit underdogs on the money line, but I'm going to go ahead and be looking at taking them to try to set myself apart from some of these other tough analysts. So going through the other games, Washington, Philly. Remember, I didn't really have anything much to say about that. Cleveland, Toronto. I'm going to go ahead and leave that alone too on here. I don't need to mess with it. Cincinnati, I'm really looking forward to supporting them. I'll look and see at that over 9 at Great America Ballpark at even money right now. Kind of got to take that. I know Molly's pitching, but I think his offense could explode for him, especially if Minnesota's bullpen being as bad as they are. Cincinnati minus 148, Cincinnati run line spread at plus 135. Detroit as an underdog at home, I like that. I'm looking at possibly a overplay, but I don't know as far as a total. Detroit, I just want to support at home. Boston got swept against Tampa, so a little shell-shocked. Seattle, and speaking of Tampa, where did we say we were at on this one? Over 8.5. I liked that. So we'll just stay with the total. Los Angeles, Texas, over 8.5 again on that one. Lyles pitching, like I said, I'm going to go with them as the underdog, the home underdog. Kansas City, Chicago, White Sox, I was skipping. Milwaukee looks very enticing. Going for a trifecta on the Pittsburgh-Milwaukee game. Milwaukee money line, which is severely high at minus 244, obviously. Spread, run line, minus 1.5, minus 119, over under 9.5 at plus 102. That's the trifecta on that game I'm rolling out. Atlanta, St. Louis, no. Chicago, Colorado, I'm good. San Fran, Arizona, San Fran to win. And I'll leave the total alone. I think Houston beats the Dodgers. Oakland, I love them. They're my second favorite, probably my 1A favorite team. So 15 picks going into tally site. There we go. All right. On that note, listeners, I am sending you all of my good vibes and all of my good energies. Make sure you go out there, do something kind, do something safe today. Be positive. And today in sports betting is out.
This has been a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.